It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Erica Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here this week on our broadcast. The familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter. Terry, as always, appreciate all your hard work in joining us once again here on Pet of the Week this week. And we thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend. It's a feline friend this week in Callie.
It is Callie this week, and we are so excited to bring her to you. She is a beautiful calico who's only about 3 or 4 years old, so she is past the crazy kitten stage, but not a senior yet, so she's a perfectly aged cat.
Callie Calico, say that 5 times fast, our pet here for Pet of the Week this week. Terry, like you mentioned there, a young calico, and one that recently came into your guys' care in the shelter here at the beginning of this year. If you could, tell us a little bit about Callie.
Well, Callie came to us in January. She was an owner relinquished, and she's done very well at the shelter, but she does miss being in a home of her own. And the first thing that will strike you about Callie is how beautiful she is.
Absolutely.
With vivid oranges and blacks and her spots of white. And like many calicos, she's an independent girl. She loves people and she's very friendly, but she's not a cat that requires constant attention in order to be happy.
Yeah, the radio really doesn't do justice for just how pretty Callie really is. Head online to northwestmoinfo.com under our Pet of the Week banner, and you can check out just how beautiful Callie is in addition to finding out more information about her. Terry, it sounds like Callie, like you said, is looking for her new forever home, obviously, but seems like adjusted decently well to the shelter, and sounds like most calicos, is somewhat independent.
She is somewhat independent. She enjoys playing, she loves to play, and she loves to spend time in the shelter's cat play area, which we call Meow Meadows. And when she's in there, she likes to get up on the cat tree so she can kind of do her own thing and observe the action. And while she is independent, she, like all calicos, is also fiercely loyal and loves people. So she's kind of that perfect cross.
Well, Terry, with that in mind, what kind of home situations do you think would be ideal for Callie?
I think if Callie could describe what she's dreaming of, it would be an indoor-only home where she could sit on the back of a chair and chatter at birds from inside the window. She wouldn't mind having a kitty sibling, but she would probably be most happy to be a single cat and be queen of her own household.
Terry, if our listeners want to find out more information about Callie or take that next step, how do they get in contact with you?
They can call the shelter at 660-359-2700.
And once again, we will have more information about Callie on our website as well under Pet of the Week. That's at northwestmoinfo.com. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on Pet of the Week this week on Regional Radio. Terry, as always, appreciate all your hard work in joining us once again this week. And hopefully with all your hard work, together we can find Callie a forever home.
Thanks so much again for having us, and we are so excited to tell everyone about Callie, and I hope to report very soon that she's in a home of her own.
Thank you much, Terry, for joining us once again here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.